The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley Podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com. It's October 2021 and we have some amazing things happening at Soulful Valley. Our first multi-author book is now filled and launching on Amazon worldwide at 9 a.m. on the 22nd of October in your nearest Amazon marketplace. But please don't buy it until after it's 9 a.m. in your country. This matters. If you would like to support our book launch, come over to soulfulvalley.com and find the link to the Evolving on Purpose launch, where you can sign up to be invited to our Facebook support group. We have a special podcast series where I'm interviewing some of the Evolving on Purpose authors so that you can hear a bit about their chapter before it's released and get to know the authors a little better. And they've all got valuable tips and wisdom to share with you. We also have a new opportunity to write in a multi-author book called Entangled No More. Check the website for more information if you'd like to apply to co-author in this book at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Emma Johnson is the founder and CEO of Inner Smile and Empowered Prosperity. She helps introvert HSP entrepreneurs stop the shame and sabotage cycles of procrastination, playing small, and proving their worth by overworking, overgiving, and under-earning. An advanced master trainer in emotional freedom technique, Emma also certifies other trailblazer practitioners to help spread the healing ripple further. With a BA honours in French and German, Emma has lived internationally for years and is now settled in North Lincolnshire with her beloved dog Boss. An avid fan of anything to do with holistic wellness, Emma has been studying and researching for over 30 years to bring all of her knowledge and intuition to her sessions with clients. Her purpose is to change the way we experience ourselves in this lifetime through changing the way we deal with stress, money, and our right to be here. Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, Emma.
Thanks for having me, Katie. It's lovely to see you.
It's great to see you again. Emma was one of our guests on series one. And if you heard that episode, you'll know that Emma was my EFT teacher. And that's how we came to know each other. And now Emma is one of the authors in the book Evolving on Purpose that launches on the 22nd of October. So exciting, Emma, isn't it?
It is. I can barely contain myself about it, to be honest.
It's getting closer and closer now. Yep. So, Emma, can you share with our listeners a bit about why you decided to join the book and a little snippet of your chapter?
Yeah. So I think the reason I decided to join the book, it's something I'd had on my radar for a long time. And I'd sort of ummed and ahed about writing a book, and I'd, you know, wondered what it would be about, you know, whether it would be modality driven or whatever. And then I saw this from you and the title just clicked and it was a full body yes. And I thought, yeah, that's the way in, you know. So really, like anything, my title is my journey, you know. It's all about courage, really, and having the courage to change things and literally evolve on purpose. So, I mean, as I said, you know, 10 years ago, this wouldn't have been happening because I just wouldn't have felt like I had anything to say. I wouldn't have felt like I had the courage to say it. Maybe not 10, maybe 15 years ago. But in those last sort of 10 to 15 years, I've done a lot of work latterly coming across EFT, and it's changed everything for me. So going from feelings of literally, you know, can't do anything right, you know, not fitting in at school, being sort of verbally bullied and being the odd one out all the time and being made to feel like, you know, I was never good enough, to turning it around and building a business just by sort of being me, really. That's what's happened. And so in my chapter, I just go into a little bit about my journey, you know, which was, it's been perfect because it's enabled me to experience loss, betrayal, disconnection, bullying, all of those things that make us feel less than, or that underscore the feeling that we maybe already have that is less than, and how I came to grips with it, really. Yeah.
And EFT has been a powerful part of your journey, hasn't it? And it has been mine. And that's why I was so excited that you came into this book, because, you know, to me, you're the master of EFT, and it is the one thing that really shifted the subconscious patterns that were keeping me stuck for years, yeah, in a loop. I've been in the personal development world for a decade. Mm. So finally to find something that really, really did shift, especially, yeah, the money stories.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing. So I know you've shared a previous episode about EFT, but, you know, that was a while ago now. So how have things transformed for you with that?
Well, it's been a really exciting journey. So in the last, I would say 12 to 18 months, not only have I qualified in sort of, you know, energetic wealth tapping, if you like, I also got my master trainer certification, which means that I understand how to train different people at different levels and that I can train it thoroughly. It's like the seal of approval, if you like. So I was really happy about that because it took a lot of work, and it actually took quite a lot of decision making and umming and ahhing and listening to intuition and, you know, trying to sift through what the right thing to do was, because probably about almost a year ago now, I was at a point where I had to make a decision about whether I was going to go down the accredited route with it or not, because previously it was a perfectly insurable course, but it wasn't accredited. And so I decided that, you know, for the good of everybody, we'd go down the accredited route. And so it's taken a long while to get there because there's a lot of hoops to jump through. But now I'm really proud. And actually, I'm even at the point of creating now an EFT Academy, so that part of it goes back to being online study again, so that you do the work before you come to the session. And then, you know, we train in it together and I mentor you as I go. So I'm trying in my own way to change the way that EFT is taught so that it's more supportive to the practitioners and that you get more mentoring and more, you know, on the spot coaching and guidance and stuff, rather than 3 days a manual and off you go and do your case studies. Mm. So, you know, it's changing a lot for me, because what I'm doing is, and especially since I've written the chapter in this book, is that I've realized how often in the past I've kind of outsourced my decision making, you know, and I've basically not listened to my own judgment on things. Mm. And when I sat and was not forced, but I was given the space to think about this chapter and what it meant to me and whatever, it brought up to me that actually, you know, sovereignty is huge. The question of your own decision making is huge. And so the last 2 years has been the most intense part of the journey yet. And it's been wonderful because it's changing everything, because I'm doing things how I want to do them, not, you know,
how everybody else does them or says we should do them. And that's an easy one to get caught up in the online space, isn't it? Because you've got all of these coaches pushing all of these things out there that don't feel right to some of us, especially if we're sensitive.
They
just don't, some things just don't suit us, do they? So it's really important to listen to yourself, isn't it? And really get connected with what is good for you, what feels good for you, especially if you are on a healing journey as well, which I have been. So it's so powerful, and I can't wait to see where your academy goes.
Awesome. Thank you. I think you've hit on a good point there, because I think a lot of people are quite disconnected from what they really think and feel, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, as I've discovered, because what my, you know, that I've sort of pivoted, if you like, but I've made it very clear that I love to work, excuse the barking, I love to work with highly sensitives and empaths, because since discovering I was one about 10 years ago, everything changed, and all the pennies dropped about, you know, why people had reacted to me the way they had and why I had certain behaviours and things. And so now I love to work with highly sensitives and empathic people. And a lot of the time they're introverts too, you know, INFJ, INFP, that kind of thing. Mm. But what I really love is bringing out the best in people, because actually we're as sensitives, it's innate to us to manage everybody else's expectations and okayness and energy and manage the energy in the room. And in so doing, we shut down at root chakra and sacral chakra level, and we just make it about them, you know, because we're not making it about us.
And then our life is filled with struggle.
100%. 100%. And I didn't realize this until the last few years, until I started learning more about the chakras and stuff like that and becoming, you know, well-versed and applying tapping to it. And it's just phenomenal, because there's so many things that we don't know that we do, like the unconscious vows we take, you know, as a kid, mm-hmm. like when we have those hot stove moments where we get shamed about something, don't you dare do that kind of thing, you know. We don't know that they're just coming from a place of not knowing any better, mm-hmm. but it fundamentally makes us believe that we're not good enough, or that we're wrong at some level. And if we don't catch that, obviously we're kids, so we don't, it builds mm-hmm. up and it builds up and it builds up over time. And we just get to a point of learned helplessness that, yeah. you know, this is just how it is for us. And it's not, because we don't know what we don't know. And that's the beauty of what we can do with tapping, is we can unearth what you don't know, and then we can shift it, which is just, I mean, I don't know many other modalities that do that. It's so powerful, you know?
And you're never too old to change this. So you might have decades of programming, but it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, you've got to, that's your lot and you've got to put up with it, does it? It's so powerful. And to shed all of those stories that you thought were you, you just believed that those things were you. It's really important. So how do people come and work with you, Emma? Where can they find you?
I hang out a lot on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/innersmilecoach, because I named my business after the result I wanted people to have, basically. So Inner Smile Coach. I'm also on LinkedIn, Inner Smile with Emma Johnson, and I'm on Instagram as well, at Inner Smile Coach. So dead easy. I do have a website as well, which is empoweredprosperity.com. Although that's, you know, being improved, let's say, at the moment.
It's evolving on purpose, just like mine. It's forever evolving.
Absolutely. Tech evolves on purpose, you apparently. Yeah. So tapping is really good for getting over tech fear as well, by the way. Just to let you know.
I use it a lot. And something I've been asking some of my guests is, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self now?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a great question. What advice would I give? Gosh, I think it boils down to this. You are perfect just as you are. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. So stop trying to appease everybody and satisfy everybody else, you know, because when I was at my 20s and I was just about to leave university-ish, you know, that's when my money issues started, because, or at least that's when they manifested in sort of physical form, because I got hold of a credit card, you know. And because I didn't believe I was good enough, I started subsidizing unsuitable people and trying to prove that I was worthy with money, you know. And so I would just tell her that she's good enough just as she is. There's nothing wrong with her, you know, and she is different, but for a really good reason. So to watch out for the word empath and research as much as you can about it, because had I known that then, my 20s and 30s would have been a lot less painful.
Yeah, I think it's great that young people come to this stuff a lot earlier now and don't have to go through decades of crap before they get there.
Absolutely. My partner's daughter is 16 years old and she is a raging empath, and I've got her into crystals and tapping and all sorts of stuff, and she's loving it, you know, because she's able to manage her own energy, her own anxiety, and that, how empowering is that for a 16 year old young lady? It's brilliant.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing a bit about your story today. It's been lovely to have you here again.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.